ever get curious about what makes a company, you know, really stand out from the crowd?
Yeah, like what makes them special, right?
Exactly. So today we're gonna we're diving deep into that whole idea.
Okay.
But, and here's the twist, we're using, of all things, fences as our lens.
Interesting. You'd be amazed by what those seemingly like straightforward choices can tell you about a company. It's kind of like detective work, really.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So we're going to be like the Sherlock Holmes of the fencing world today.
You can uncover a lot about their craftsmanship, their customer service, how they treat people, even their role in the community, just from how they approach fencing.
I am ready to put on my Deerstalker cap. So the company we're looking at today is called Fenceworks. They're based out in Oklahoma. And they handle pretty much anything fence-related, you know, residential, commercial, the whole nine yards.
Makes sense. Fenceworks. Got it. Yep.
Yeah, they really do cover it all. But, and here's the thing. When you first land on their website, it seems, you know, pretty standard.
Yeah, they definitely hit those classic points. You see, like, quality, service, experience, all the usual suspects.
The buzzwords, for sure.
Right. But if you look a little closer, there are these little hints that maybe, just maybe, there's more to them than meets the eye.
Ooh, like what?
Okay, so they use phrases like custom fence solutions and talk about understanding unique needs. So it's not just about slapping up the same old prefabricated stuff.
Okay, so they're hinting at being a little more, like, personalized, a bit more crafty.
Exactly. They're trying to set themselves apart. You know, those little details, those are the breadcrumbs in our detective story.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Okay, so we're seeing hints of custom work, attention to the individual. Anything else stand out?
Well, this one really jumped out at me. They have this line about 100 years of combined experience.
Whoa, hold on. Did they invent time travel? Are they bringing in, like, master fence builders from the past? What's going on there?
That would be pretty amazing, wouldn't it? Imagine the stories they could tell. But no, more realistically, what that tells me is that they've got a whole team, and each person brings a different area of expertise to the table.
Okay, I see. So it's not one super old fence person. It's
not just one old timer. Yeah. Yeah. Right, exactly. You've got people who specialize in wood, vinyl, metal, maybe even like those living fences, you know?
Oh, yeah, with the plants and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And then beyond just the materials, you might have folks who are experts in dealing with tricky terrain or specific styles, that kind of combined experience. That's how you get those really smooth, efficient installations.
And fewer headaches for the homeowner, am I right?
Exactly. Fewer headaches. Things done right the first time.
Music to my ears. Now, let's talk warranties, because this is where it gets, interesting, I think.
Okay. Yeah. What did you see?
Okay. So they offer a one-year warranty, which isn't, you know, unusual in itself, but it's specifically on their workmanship.
Ah. Now, that is significant. See, lots of companies will give you a long warranty on the materials, but that's often just coming from the manufacturer anyway.
Right. It's like passing the buck almost.
Exactly. It's not really a testament to their own work, but when a company emphasizes a workmanship warranty, they're basically putting their money where their mouth is.
It's like they're saying, we trust our team, we stand by our work, you can have confidence in us.
Absolutely. They're invested in doing it right the first time because they know they're the ones on the book if something goes wrong.
All right. So we've got the detective work theme going, and now I'm thinking, maybe a little bit of financial advisor thrown in.
Okay.
Because I couldn't help but notice they're very upfront about their financing options on their website.
Yeah.
And they even make a point of highlighting a no down payment offer.
That can be very appealing, especially for a bigger project. But, and I always say this, the devil's in the details.
Right? Always, always.
So just like any financial agreement, it's crucial to clarify those interest rates, the terms, all that good stuff right up front.
You don't want any surprises cropping up later on down the road.
Exactly. Nobody wants that. Transparency is key.
Okay. Last but not least, two more things on the website that kind of sparked my interest.
Right. Lay it on me.
First one, they use this phrase, excellence in our roots. What do you think? Just a fancy tagline or something more?
That's an intriguing one. It could suggest a couple of things. Maybe they're locally grown, a family business, or they have deep ties to the community. It's like saying they're not just there to make a quick buck. They're invested in something more lasting.
I like that. Okay. And then the other thing was this credit for High Five Media.
Okay.
It's like, who's giving out high fives for fences? But seriously, what do you make of that?
So to me, that says they're putting effort into their marketing, and not just any marketing, but something a bit more creative, maybe even a little edgy.
Okay, so they're willing to invest in getting their name out there, making a splash.
Exactly. And that tells me they're serious about connecting with customers.
So pulling back the curtain here, while Fence Works might seem like, just another fencing company on the surface,
Right.
a deeper look reveals something more. This is a company that values craftsmanship, transparency, and might even have a really strong community focus.
It just goes to show that you can't judge a book by its cover or a fencing company by its initial website impression. Those details, those little clues, that's where you find the real story.
And that's what we're all about here on the Deep Dive.
Absolutely.
Taking those deep dives, uncovering the hidden gems, and hopefully helping you make more informed choices along the way.
And sometimes those choices involve fences.
Who knew? All right, until next time.
See that?